DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Man, you're right, Seth. I'm watching the replay of the Astros game on the TV in our studio here. And there's no audio on or anything. It's just watching the Dodgers, seeing their fans in the stadium triggers you a little bit. And the fact that they, on the national broadcast on Saturday, they're getting treated like some like little engine that could. You know, look at these plucky old Dodgers. I mean, they've had a lot of injuries, no question about that. They also have an $8 billion payroll. Like, I'm supposed to sit here.
They spend $120 million more than the Astros on their baseball team. And like, oh, no, yeah. Oh, but Glasnow, yeah, he's not playing because he's always injured.
Right.
Like, what do you, you spend a bunch of money on dudes that are injury prone, sure.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Astros, they wouldn't shut up on that Fox broadcast about all of the Dodgers' pitching injuries. And they finally mentioned it once in the fifth or sixth inning that the Astros had a lot of injured pitchers as well.
Like just like a little drive-by mention of it? I didn't get to hear the broadcast.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was a theme of the broadcast. I usually try real hard not to be that guy that thinks that the national broadcasters hate my team. But, man, no, it was a sob fest for the bad luck of the Dodgers.
Yeah.
With very little acknowledgement of the fact that, oh, Zach Short is playing a pivotal role in this game.
In place of the guy who is a top five MVP candidate in the American League. It's not just you lost your shortstop and it's Zach Short now playing for you. It's you lost your best player. You lost your best player that's actually been playing. Your other best player has had a damn hand injury all year long. Like, your two best guys out swept.
Not to mention you're going to have, and then tomorrow, so on Saturday's Fox broadcast, they could have mentioned that, yeah, tomorrow the starting pitcher for the Astros is going to be a guy who had to follow his high school coach to community college because nobody wanted to give him a scholarship.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, who wasn't a starter for the Astros at the beginning of the year. Gusto was a long reliever coming out of spring training. So, all right, so the question is, when will the Astros next lose a series? They've not lost a series since the middle of May. They haven't.
13 straight without a loss.
That's what it is. Is that the number? Yeah. The last time they lost a series was that Tampa Bay series where I think they blew a ninth inning lead in that. I mean, they who knows if they had won that one, how far back the streak would go.
So they've won or tied 13 straight, and they've won 11 of those 13.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Been a pretty good stretch.
That's right. Non-loss series. I should say that. That's a good distinction. They split a couple four-gamers along the way.
Yeah.
Yep. So when will they lose their next series?
Okay, so the Guardians have lost how many straight now?
10.
10 straight.
10 straight.
I'm watching this Astros team. Very disappointing weekend for me because it started off with them losing to the Rockies. Couldn't get over that.
Yep.
So the Rockies are the team that's closest to them. So it's like obviously they can lose. And,
sure.
But to lose the entire series, they didn't lose the series to the Rockies.
Yeah.
It's not going to be Cleveland. They'll win this series.
They'll win, and you just got to win two. You know, you lose. You got a mulligan in there. You can lose a game. You know,
Texas divisional opponent. Coming up on the All-Star break, I get a little bit nervous.
These are both at home. That. Cleveland is here and Texas is here. We should point that out because the Astros have been excellent at home this year. They've been really, really good at Daikin Park. They've really taken to the new name of the stadium very, very well this year, Seth.
Yeah, I had no idea how much the Minute Maid Corporation was holding them back.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's it's very tasty juice, but yeah.
Astros are 32-14 at home. That's the best record in the AL at home right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the one that makes me nervous, because I think they're going to win this series. I think they're going to win the Texas series. This is without looking at any pitching matchups or anything. That series coming out of the break, because they after the Texas series, they're off for, 5 days because of the All-Star game. That series coming out of the break against Seattle, in Seattle, it's a road series. The last thing I want the Astros to get right now is 5 days off. You know, like I want them to, a day off is fine, get recalibrated and rested. They're red hot, and I'm assuming they're going to stay hot this week with my prediction here. The last thing I want is them taking 5 days off, and then your first thing is a trip out all the way out to the West Coast to Seattle. Seattle is going to come into that series kind of desperate as well. They're going to be a little like the Astros were chasing them in May and June of last year. Like this is one of Seattle's last chances at home, if not their last chance. I haven't looked at the schedule. They've played in Seattle once already this year. So this might be Seattle's last chance in Seattle to pick up significant ground on the Astros. That's the one that makes me nervous right there as far as we're looking when they're going to lose a series.
Yeah, the Mariners are similar in some regards to the Astros. They're right about the same offensively. They just but they've got good pitching. The Astros have better pitching.
Yeah.
So the weird thing about the Astros having this stretch is that if you win as many one-run games as they have, that you'd expect there to be some randomness in there, that at some point you're going to end up dropping a series or two when you're winning by close margins. And yet they haven't done that yet. The Mariners are probably the most likely candidate. Where if they're a solid baseball team, like you said, desperation mode.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's it for me.
And then hopefully, you know what? Maybe Yordan and Peña will both be working their way back into full game speed.
That would be great. That would be fantastic. They play Arizona.
It'd be fantastic if they lost because Yordan and Peña weren't quite themselves.
No, it'd be fantastic if they both came back. I just want to get them both back.
Right, it'd be fantastic if they came back. Yeah. But if they lose because Peña and Yordan aren't quite back all the way yet,
I can live
then
with that.
I could, that'll be easier to wash away because it's better for the long term. Yordan, I'll be nervous as hell, though. If Yordan comes back, I mean, there's not going to be any breaking in period where I'm like, well, you got to give him a week or something because he hasn't played well all season long.
Can you? I feel like every time I say this, I feel like you're not on the same wavelength as me on this. You know that I don't want Yordan to ever slide into a base, dive in the outfield.
Right.
I don't want him to do anything where he can suffer any sort of physical toll on his body. And for these many years, it's mostly been because of lower extremity injuries, you know, the two knees that he had surgery on. The hand injury, I guess, is sort of like he suffered that a few years ago, and now obviously it's back on the radar in a big, big way this season. And so that's only amped up my desire for Yordan to do one thing, and that's swing a bat and jog lightly around the bases. Even if the ball's in play, jog lightly around. Don't slide into any more bases. Are you with me on this now that we've added a hand injury, a significant hand injury to the whole melange here with Yordan?
I feel like yes, if it's a needless slide or something, it bothers
me. He slides needlessly sometimes.
Yeah, the needless slides is what he's got to watch out for.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But I also don't want him going out there walking on eggshells, nervous about getting injured.
That's fair. Yeah, I just need him to. I don't need him to be a hustle guy all the time. That's all. And I don't need, and if he plays left field, I don't need him sliding around into walls or diving. And then like you dive and you roll over a hand or something. I don't need that, Yordan. Just let it play on a bounce. That's
it. They have these series that they have up through the beginning of August. I mean, they got some real stinker opponents at times.
It's awesome.
The Guardians are just have been atrocious as of late.
Yeah.
But then it's pretty respectable in terms of facing 500 caliber teams, Texas, Seattle, Arizona.
Yep.
But then you get the A's. But then after the A's, don't relax. You got Washington who just fired their entire staff. Yep. Yeah. Hey, who knows? Maybe Washington gets some kind of a interim coach bump, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
You got the Marlins still coming up. The Yankees, they've been trash.
Yeah.
The Astros won't face the Yankees until they're out of whatever doldrums they're in right now.
Yeah, August. That's the second or third week of August up in New York. Yeah, they don't. The Red Sox and Yankees, they haven't played either of them yet, and they play them both in August and September. So that'll be
fun. What does our friend Nick Turturro think about the Yankees?
Okay, right, so this was on social yesterday. Nick Turturro, former, still an actor. What was Nick Turturro on? Was it Hill Street Blues? Is that what he was on back in the day?
I don't know. He's a brother of the superior actor.
Oh, that's, yeah, John Turturro. Yeah, yeah, from Rounders. Nick Turturro, noted Yankee fan.
You people in your Rounders fascination.
That's what I know
Rounders,
him from.
What's that?
That's what I know him from.
Yeah, I know. But, man, people, gamblers are so into that movie. I just couldn't get into Rounders.
Really?
I never liked it. Yeah, yeah.
I like it. I haven't seen it. Now I'm going to go watch it.
I don't even remember that he was in Rounders. That would have been the last movie I would have thought of.
He was
of.
Joey Kanish. Yeah.
Okay.
But Nick Turturro, his brother, is a noted Yankees fan. And apparently the Yankees, amidst what I believe was a 6-game losing streak, trotted a lineup out there yesterday against the Mets that Nick Turturro was not happy about.
This is an embarrassment beyond embarrassment. I have no issues losing to good teams like the Dodgers, the Blue Jays, the Mets. But when you lose like a gutless guy, I can't stomach it. I can't stomach it. I mean, we're wasting the best years of one of the greatest players on the planet, Aaron Judge. Then we got guys like Volpe throwing balls and hitting them in the face. Idiot! We got a manager who's the face of the GM. We all know that. There's no accountability. We were in first place, 7 games ahead. Now we're in third place, 3 games back. Can't win a game. Can't win a one run. And then we're throwing in guys. I don't even know who they are. Get it together, man. This is really bad. You can't tell me. You can't write it and tell me this is acceptable. Because if George Steinbrenner was alive, I get it. Somewhere up there. Oh, God. Get it together, please.
All right, so the best part about that was several. He's like standing in a parking lot in between two cars. It's like,
yeah,
it's like he's in the parking lot at Kroger and he just got done shopping and he decides to whip the phone.
He's an everyman.
Yeah.
He's just, he was probably listening on the radio or something,
you know,
and had to get out after the, yeah.
I got to get this ice cream.
Can you imagine him walking through a grocery store listening to the game on his phone and just like throwing bags of chips across the aisle? Flipping out.
My two favorite parts of that rant. Where was he says, we are wasting the prime year, I'm paraphrasing, but we are wasting the prime years, the window of one of the greatest Yankees of all time. I would point out to him, you know who is complicit in wasting that window?
Yeah.
Aaron Judge himself is complicit in that.
Aaron Judge sucks in the playoffs.
Right, because
okay?
I think what most Yankee fans would say is it only matters what you do in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It only matters, it's all about titles. Well, you know who's been just as bad as everybody else once it gets to be winning time? Aaron Judge, that's who. So blame him for wasting his own window, A. B, did you see the thing where he got hit in the face by that throw that Volpe had?
No, I didn't see it.
He was like trotting in from the outfield and Volpe threw a ball and it popped Aaron Judge right in the, knocked his glasses off his face.
I'll tell you what, in terms of regular season baseball, though, God.
Monster.
He's hitting right now, he's hitting 360. With a 1,200 OPS, OPS plus up in the 200s somewhere, but when you look at when you look at on Baseball Reference, the stats that are in bold are where you're a league leader.
Yeah,
he's a league leader in over half the stats right now on
That's crazy.
The categories.
Oh,
it's nuts.
Yeah,
he's a league leader in WAR, runs, hits, RBIs. Walks, batting average, on base percentage, OPS, OPS plus. It's absurd how good he is.
Yep. No doubt Hall of Famer, man, but he's got to get it done in October. But he's running away with the MVP of the American League. There's no question. Text message, don't forget Astros always play down to bad teams, so the easy schedule isn't going to be a cakewalk. I don't feel
always.
This.
Always.
Yeah, I don't. Right. Always is the big word.
Always.
There. I don't feel that way about this version of the Astros right now. Everything's subject to change. There's still a ton of baseball left to be played, but I don't feel like this is an Astros team that's playing down to. I feel like they're playing way above their heads more than anything else.
Well, this is a team that doesn't. This is a team that's not. I don't think they have necessarily. the ego of a team that feels like they're the great team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They, because they have so many players who are still actually still trying to prove themselves in Major League Baseball, who have been key contributors. Jake Myers. I don't think Jake Myers is a guy that has to guard against complacency at this point. You know, Zach Short certainly doesn't. Jeremy Pena when he comes back. Like all of that. They haven't lost a series in 13 series.
Yeah.
So they play down to the Rockies for one game.
For one game.
But they win the series. Right. It's like that's going to happen. That's baseball.
Yeah. No. Playing down to the level of competition is what they did at the end of the 2023 season, where they should have clinched the division with like 2 weeks to go, and they let Kansas City and Oakland come in and do them for six games. You know, that's like baseball. It's going to happen one game here and there. If you're asking me what I think their record is going to be this week against the Guardians and the Rangers, I think they're going to be 4-2. I think they'll go, you know, if I had to guess, they'll go 2-1 in each of these series, if I had to guess.
They did split the series versus the A's. That'd be the most recent example, I would say, of, okay, what the hell are you doing messing around with the A's?
But again, you're right. Record-wise, they split. But if you look at that series, and it sounds like you got the schedule in front of you, the two wins for the Astros, they blew them out of the water, and the two wins for the A's were both like one-run games. Like they... Yeah, it was 2-2 against a team that's way below 500, but you could tell who the better team was in that series, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm not. I don't look at this version of the Astros the way I do. The way I do maybe some of the last couple of years where they played down to the level of the competition.
I'm just like the White Sox. That would be a team where did you play down to the White Sox? No, you won that series.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't have that same worry with this team.
No, I don't. Derwin is comparing Aaron Judge to the Baltimore Ravens. He's basically the Baltimore Ravens of baseball players. The Ravens haven't won a Super Bowl, but have they been bad in the postseason? Mark Andrews dropped a pass in the postseason game this year. They should have gone to a Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
The Ravens are, well, with Lamar Jackson, that's been their thing, obviously. Yeah. They can't advance. No, they're like Lamar Jackson's been better in the playoffs than he was early in his career, but that team so far is at times looked like they've looked unstoppable offensively at times during the regular
season.
Do you remember Christmas Day last year? So that's the disparity between their performance in the playoffs versus in the regular season.
I
like that analogy.
Yeah, I do too. No, it's a good analogy. I guess I'm looking at it like, all right, Aaron Judge has been bad in the postseason. Like the Ravens have at least won a game, and you know they fumbled the ball, you know, whatever. But yeah, it's a decent analogy.
The other thing that I would point out is as far as the Astros versus bad teams, there aren't that many bad teams in the AL this year. Yeah. Everybody's hovering around 500 other than the division leaders.
Yep.
So, I mean, you got the A's, you got the White Sox, you got the Orioles aren't even that bad. If that's what you're worried about, actually aren't that many episodes to worry about for the rest of the season. They're facing largely a bunch of a hodgepodge of mush, 500 caliber baseball
that are all in the mix for the playoffs. Now, this I didn't get to see any of the games against the Rockies because they weren't on TV in Jamaica. If you watch the Rockies series, you'll see what that listener means, is what a texter is saying. I guess were they games that were like closer than they should have been, Seth, in that series? I mean, I know they went 2-1 in that series. Did they let the Rockies hang around and play ball with them in that series?
I'm blanking on the
scores.
I don't
were
know.
Close. This, yeah. I mean, there were some close scores, I guess.
I don't know. Like, honestly, this is the problem, though. This is a team. Like, the way the Astros are winning, they're going to lose to some good teams and some bad teams because they play close. Like, they're not going to rake all the time consistently. So they're going to be one-run games.
Yep.
So I just don't look at it as if you've got a high-powered offense that comes in and just, you know, you hit a shutout or you don't score any runs or something, that's playing down to a bad opponent. They're not a good offense.
Yeah.
They're a slightly below average offense right now.
Yep.
And that's the reality of the situation. So the underperformances have really come with bad pitcher performances. Yeah. You know, Lance's outing before this last one, that was a bad Lance McCullers performance.
Yep. All right, Payne and Pendergast.
That was Lance against the Rockies, right? When he let up his
he got shelled in a game. I know that.
Yeah, really yeah. Like that's on Lance. Like Lance single-handedly lost that game for you.
Yep. That was the Cubs. I think they lost like 12-3 or something like that. I think I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm pretty sure. All right, how different is this Texans offense going to look? Two different young Texans players on Texans All Access said things, and they use the same word when it comes to what is Nick Caley bringing to this offense. We will have that for you coming up next.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tweet from somebody named Echo. What's one thing a man has done that made you feel immediately emotionally safe?
Mm-hmm.
Retweeted by Seth C. Payne. At Sean T. Pendergast remembers names for me.
Yeah.
That makes you feel emotionally safe.
I do. I feel emotionally safe because of it.
Good,
yes.
Man, I'm glad. I'm glad I can help.
The other, I felt emotionally unsafe after I blanked on the Rockies series, and I was trying to remember the loss. I couldn't remember who the pitcher was. Because one of our listeners said that, you know, watch that Rockies series. That's why people get nervous about going against bad teams.
Yeah.
I place it in a separate category because Brandon Walter let up 5 runs in that loss. Mm-hmm. And Brandon Walter is not a guy that I feel like back in the 2017 or 2019, especially the 2019 version of the Astros. I don't feel the same way about this team that I did about that. That team was a force of nature,
yes,
offensively and defensively. Yeah, there's I don't need them to continue this stretch of series wins and ties, partly because they're a scrappy team that's going to play a bunch of one-run games. And if a guy like Brandon Walter or Colton Gordon gives up 5 or 6 runs, that's not playing down to your opponent.
No.
That's a young pitcher having a rough go of it.
That's exactly right. And it's funny, too. They're replaying the game on Space City Home Network. Brian King just came into the game. They're in the 8th inning now, and he's in the game for the Astros on the replay here. And, like, of all the relievers right now, Brian King is the one that inspires the least confidence or among that. He's had some rough outings. they just showed his stats. He's got a 3.09 ERA. Like, we're very spoiled with this bullpen right now.
Yeah, no, I was kind of surprised that you were. Brian Kingsman, really, really good.
He had a rough stretch, like, within the last couple weeks. Yeah.
We had mentioned it the day before he ended up having it. So he had a couple scary performances in a row.
Right.
And then wasn't used as much in the last. Wasn't used as the first reliever in the last couple days because the Dodgers have so many lefties.
Yeah.
But, the record for the Astros, if they make it past the seventh inning, they're absurdly 43-2 or something when leading after the seventh inning. That's mostly because of Abreu and Hader, but King's been a big part of it.
Yeah, no, again, like two or three bad outings is enough to get you on that list when it comes to with this bullpen. It's enough to get you, oh no, Brian King on any other team. You're right. He's probably, you know, he's their second or third best reliever. All right, Texans All Access had Xavier Hutchinson and Damian Pierce on recently. Xavier Hutchinson was asked about the Texans offense. What does he expect to be different this year with the offense under Nick Caley?
I just think it's going to be something different that, you know, people aren't used to us seeing from us. We're still going to, you know, carry our core principles. We're going to be tough. We're going to be explosive. But I think we're going to have a lot more players in the right places. To be able to make the plays. And I think as a whole, we're just going to be a lot more confident. We're going to be riding that confidence train to the end of it.
Yeah. I like it.
But, you know, it's just going to be an offense that has multiple uses, multiple purposes. Anybody can get the ball in any scenario and be used.
Okay, the parts I jotted down, Seth, in listening to that, I've listened to it a few times, obviously. Guys are going to be in the right places and – the word confidence, which is a word we're going to hear again here when we listen to Damian Pierce. But that was a cut I listened to with Xavier Hutchinson. And it's the natural inclination right now with a new offensive coordinator and a new offense, especially one we haven't seen play yet. Is it anything they're saying they're better at right now through OTAs and minicamp? I'm assuming is something that they weren't good at last year. The guys either weren't in the right place, weren't grasping the offense to think themselves into the right place, and that there was obviously a confidence issue. Maybe last year at some point.
Well, the part about guys being in the right places and then just however you phrased it, but having options. The big thing for me was Bobby Slowick's offense not having hot routes, not having the right timing to where it comes to where the check down isn't there when CJ needs it to be there. There's a lot that contributed to the pass protection issues being even worse than it might have been because CJ didn't always have the options that a lot of quarterbacks do.
Yeah.
And then I don't think that they were – there was probably some gap between what was being coached and how the players understood it, which that still goes back on the offensive coordinator. I was looking at Ogunba Wale did an interview with the Texans radio guys last week, and they were talking about his pass blocking. And in my mind, I'm thinking of all the times that the Texans didn't pick up blitzes or in that Chiefs game where the running backs were not very good in pass protection or what have you. And I'm like, man, I don't think Ogunba Wale is, in theory, a good pass protector, but there are a lot of sketchy moments this year. I looked at his pass blocking grades just for the hell of it on PFF, and he's like two of his worst seasons in pass blocking in his career were in these last 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, in 2022, he had a really high grade for pass blocking. But so I go back and I'm watching the Green Bay game to try to figure out why they were struggling with some of the blitzes. And a lot of it does come down to either miscommunications or just a simplistic pass protections in that almost invite corner blitzes, but then CJ not having an option early in the down when they don't have the pass protection settled.
Yep.
There were just a lot of systemic issues with the way they were operating that didn't give anybody options, didn't give the receivers options, didn't give the quarterback options. So it's, yes, I like to hear it right now, but in actuality, you got to prove it on the field.
Yep.
So I like that Caley is addressing these things, and he seems to be teaching in a way that the players like, but we just have to see it on the field.
You'll like this one then. This is from Damian Pierce, who was on Texans All Access last week on Caley's playbook. Talks about him teaching and bringing the juice.
They just come down to how Coach Caley has organized and taught the playbook. You know, it's one thing to have a lot of plays and, you know, have a lot of players at your disposal. Oh, we got this for that situation. But if everybody don't understand it and it don't click and stick, it's kind of hard to go out there on game day and be completely confident in what you're doing. So Coach Caley has done a great job of, you know, micromanaging the playbook. These these last 3 weeks, you know, with phase one, phase two, phase three, you know, he's just been introducing bit by bit. And we just been understanding the whole picture as offense just that way. And you can tell him, man, he brings the juice every day. He's enthusiastic about what he does. He believes in what he does. And that's what we're buying into. That's what we're doing right now. This is what OTAs is for. Like, we're buying in right now. We're trusting what he got on the paper. And everybody seems comfortable to me. That's one thing I can definitely tell you from last year coming this year. Everybody seems comfortable. Everybody seems confident in what they're doing. And, man, we got some good things brewing up.
Oh, good things brewing up. I like click it and stick it. There was something to a click and stick. Is that a phrase? Or did you just come up with that?
I don't know.
It sounds like something from either firearms or contraception.
I don't know. Firearms or contraception. I feel like Damian Pierce, half the phrases he comes up with, he just makes up in that moment. You know, like
he's like country freestyling.
Yeah, freestyling, exactly.
It's not freestyle rapping. It's like it's just country sitting out in the back of your pickup bed.
Yeah.
Just
jargon.
Freelancing.
It's country jargon. He freestyles country jargon. Yeah. He used the word confidence twice in that cut. He's the one guy who looks the last couple years looks like there's been a definite confidence issue. Like he runs differently. He runs like he's thinking, you know, like it's.
Yeah, no, 100%. In the zone scheme, and it's not like the Texans aren't going to run zone blocking plays. They will. But the level that what they were expecting out of Damian Pierce and what they were trying to fit him into, I just don't know if that's his game. So when you've got this many running backs right now, and it's going to get really interesting during training camp, because there's depending on how Nick Chubb looks, you've got some tough decisions to make.
Yes.
And at the same time, I like that they all have different skill sets. I think Woody Marks has a much different skill set than Damian Pierce and Nick Chubb and Joe Mixon. But you've got the injury considerations with Joe Mixon and Nick Chubb. So I don't want to just get – and Ogunbowale is such a special teams contributor.
Yep.
It's going to be really difficult. Not to mention they're going to carry at least one fullback.
They'll carry a fullback too. No, you nailed it. The signing of Nick Chubb, and by dollar amount, it's a low-level signing. It's 1 year, $2.5 million, some incentives built in. By name and by quantity, it made the running back room one of the most interesting rooms in training camp. And especially for us out there, Seth, that is one of the positions that it feels like, even in days where there aren't pads, you differentiate yourself in some way. Like, it's harder to watch the offensive line and defensive line in the non, for me it is at least. I mean, you probably see things, I'm sure, that I don't. But like, that's all the positions that have the ball in their hands at some point, we draw conclusions from. And so you got Mixon, well, Chubb, and all the names you just named. You know?
And I know you know that you are prone to overreacting positively to running backs and no pads.
So, yeah.
Woody Marks is going to be that guy.
For me,
you are going to be convinced that this is Dave Meggett.
You're right.
That it, like, okay, this is the like this because the, they're going to be. They are, I can tell by everything they're saying, is that they want to be more diverse. They want to attack all areas of the field. It's not going to be like Bobby last year thinking he was going to be the greatest show on turf and just launch it deep. You know, I send in four verticals every single down or something to all these speed demons you have out there. Like, they're going to, like, you got to, the one biggest thing that I hope CJ learns from Tom Brady is that check down is a dirty word. Not that you shouldn't be hitting your check down, it's that you shouldn't be thinking about it as the last resort. There's times where your check down, because you've read the defense, because you know what's coming, that's your go-to right there. That your best chance, so you don't waste beats of the play doing it. And Woody Marks is going to be a big part of that, or at least they hope he is.
So he's who I'm going to fall in love with at this training camp. Woody Marks, that's your prediction?
Woody Marks, and then I think that also the Nick Chubb is going, in no pads, he's going to look awesome.
Yeah.
So that's the tough part, is like, okay, how does it stand up to full pad?
Chubb is the one where I'm most likely to get David Johnsoned. Remember that? Yeah. That's what started this whole string of bloodshed in my running back evaluations, was when they traded for David Johnson in the COVID year, and I was the one person out there with eyes on the practice for the station. So at the very least, I led all my coworkers into really bad fantasy football decisions that year, probably. But I was gushing about David Johnson. You know who was on our flight to Jamaica?
Oh, David Johnson?
David Johnson and his family were on our flight to Jamaica. Yeah, yeah.
Spending that Texans money.
That's right.
Yeah. Well,
he was sitting in coach.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But he did have, when he got to the airport in Jamaica, you know, I didn't know this was available. I'm sure it costs money. But they've got people there that will meet you, literally meet you at your gate and walk you through everything that you need to do getting
for
your
customs and
everything. Customs, yeah. getting through, getting your transfer out of the airport.
And they're actual official people, not like the people outside the train station in New York that are telling you.
They have uniforms.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They have a clipboard.
Okay.
They have a clipboard with them, and on the back of the clipboard is the name of the family that they're looking for. And so he did have one of those. So he sat in coach.
Oh! Only he had that. Oh, okay. I thought you meant that that was a service that they provided for everybody.
No. There were him and several others, but not me and Amy. You know, like I didn't know. Yeah. Now, had I known it was available, I would have definitely priced it to reduce the stress of going through customs in a foreign country.
A lot of the nicer resorts have people like that for you too.
Yeah.
And
that's true. The resort may have sent somebody over for him.
Seems like I remember going to Disney once and having some like an experience like that. Except it was on Matt. Like it was we were like. You know, a herd of cattle.
Yeah.
But the resort we were staying at was super cool about just getting everything, getting the luggage all provided.
That's Disney, man. The level of service there is amazing, for sure. By the way, top of the hour, I'll have five things I learned from Jamaica. Odd number, five things I learned from Jamaica. And then if you're ever thinking of going there, it'll serve as a PSA. So we'll do that. Someone asked earlier, I hope Sean has another men's bathroom story like the one like the trip to Boston I took a month ago where some dude was basically humping the urinal. I do. One of the five things I learned is bathroom related in Jamaica.
Oh really?
Yes.
I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
I feel like you're gonna help me out of embarrassing situations that I wouldn't have known. You know, yeah. Now I've got the warning on what not to do in Jamaica.
It'll be very, very good, I promise. All right. Seth and I do a NFL head coach death pool draft for the first NFL head coach to get fired. We'll do it within the next several weeks. We each pick four. I think we need to start scouting right now. Who's on the radar for the hot seats for the Payne and Pendergast NFL head coach death pool? We will do that. Seth won last year, by the way. He had Robert Saleh. That was the winner. We'll do that. Yeah, it did. We'll do that coming up next.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
People are already guessing at some of the things that I'm going to, my five things from Jamaica, and one of them's spot on. I'm not going to say what it is, but one of them is absolutely spot on and a little surprising. But we'll get to that at the top of the hour. Good to be back.
Was the local product not as good as you expected or better?
It has not. None of the five things I learned have anything to do with the local, air quotes, product.
Right, but what you were just referencing, though, yeah. You said, was it a disappointment?
No. This particular product that's on there, I didn't sample it there, but it's a product that we have back here. It's a fast food product. It has to do with Jamaica.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what it is. But it's just fun. People guessing is funny to me. All right. So, Seth, you and I do a head coach. We call it a head coach death pool. It's a little graphic. I mean, none of them are dying. In fact, it's the opposite of dying. They get scratched huge checks to go away. You won last year. We each pick four coaches, usually in August sometime. So we're getting there. We're getting close. Training camp will be here in a couple of weeks. We each pick four with the effort to, you know, with one of us trying to make sure that the four we've picked, that one of them is the first head coach fired. And that's the key. We're just trying to guess which one is going to be first
right.
in all this. So we're not going to do the pool right now. We'll do it later. But there's
a lot of this comes down to almost the temperament of the owner more so than anything else.
Yeah.
Has the owner ever fired a guy in season?
Yep.
Does the owner cling on to guys? That's
yes.
why, you know, we might be talking about the Cowboys here at some point.
We might.
And that is an owner who just drags his feet on making decisions. So.
Well, and conversely, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think that a Jerry Tepper subordinate, Dave Tepper, the owner of the Panthers, I think he has fired two coaches that have won the death pool, Frank Reich and Matt
yeah.
Rhule, if I'm not mistaken.
So Canales, if he's fifth ranked right now
yeah.
on the odds board
yeah.
for NFL head coaches to be fired,
the
big wild card is always, okay, does the owner figure out, okay, I'm getting a reputation as a guy that fires people freely and liberally, and do I need to be careful about that? At the very least, see this thing out. I don't think so. I think Dave Tepper is the guy to double down on insanity. Like, Dave Tepper is exactly the type of guy that has led to various financial crises in this country.
Yes.
Because of extreme arrogance. Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think he can keep the Panthers a disaster the same way that he probably contributed to the financial, the housing crisis.
I think, assuming he did, I think
probably.
That
I didn't say he did.
Right.
I said probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think there are certain things about the way you're wired that you can change over time, you know, like certain aspects, you know, like I'm on a second marriage now. There's certain things I do better now as a husband than I did the first time around, you know, or as a human being the first time around. I don't know that the thing that Dave Tepper is most known for, which is just extreme impatience with something that's affecting his success,
mm-hmm.
is one of those things that you change how you're wired on. I think patience.
He's like Dan Snyder.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, Dan Snyder would always try to make these changes, and I see things differently now. At the end of the day, Dan Snyder was just Dan Snyder.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think Dave Tepper is Dave Tepper.
Dave Tepper's
the kind of guy that'll grab the hat off of an employee at a business that he doesn't own.
Right. Yes. Which he
remember?
I do.
Grab that hat off of the.
He threw a drink at a fan out of
yeah.
his luxury suite.
Yeah.
There's no mystery where the drink came from. It came from that window right there. So I think Canales is, as we do the draft, he might be the number one overall pick. We'll see.
Yeah.
So a few other hot seat guys that NBC Sports.com, I think this is Florio who has these hot seat guys. He's got Brian Schottenheimer on here with the Cowboys.
Oh, no way in hell.
Yeah.
No.
Not first,
no.
at least.
Not
yeah.
first.
Yeah.
Not first.
Yeah.
And probably not for seven more years. So
yes.
as long as Jerry Jones is alive, he is going to take a beta male and allow him to stick around
yep.
as long as he does his bidding and doesn't complain about all the extra media attention.
Yes, yes. So I don't think he'll get drafted in our deal.
By the way, did you see the trailer for the it's supposedly a Cowboys documentary. It looks more like a Jerry Jones documentary coming out on Netflix in August.
Yeah, I know. It's Is the trailer bad?
It's all about the 90s Cowboys. It's exactly what I think Cowboys fans probably don't want to see as much as anybody else. Like, oh, here's Jerry talking about how incredible they were and what a huge risk he took, put his family's fortune on the line, all this. It's a whole bunch of, don't look at what's happening now. Look at 30 years ago. We were great.
I've got a hypothesis on that. I think Jerry took a look at that dynasty, that 10-episode thing that Robert Kraft backed for the Patriots and was like, I need me one of those. Mm-hmm. I need me one of the, for about the glory days with the glory hole. Yes. I'm with you on Schottenheimer. Shane Steichen is on the Florio list.
Okay, this is an interesting one. Because Jim Irsay would stick by an owner for a while, too. But Jim Irsay is not in charge. You know, Jim Irsay passed away. And his daughters are taking over, but there's one that's in charge, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then so we don't have any clue exactly how she's going to operate.
None.
She's been involved with the team for a while, but we just as Cal is a much different owner in many respects than his father was. It's not bad or good or anything. People are just different.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to operate the team the exact same way their parent did. So, that makes it interesting. I think she gives it at least 1 year in transition before she's not going to make the drastic move of firing a coach in season or anything.
If you were Shane Steichen and your job depended on it, who would you rather start at quarterback? Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson. Okay.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Anthony Richardson, and it sounds like all the reports out of Colts camp are that Daniel Jones is going to be the starter.
Yeah.
I think Daniel Jones, you can get, if you extract the maximum best out of him, then you can do some things. Mm-hmm. But he's not going to be the absolute train wreck that Anthony Richardson is when he's at his worst.
Yep.
So, I mean, at some point, I think I just keep waiting for people in national media to just sit back and say, wait a second. Wait, he's got a 49% completion percentage and he gets injured all the time?
Yeah.
He seems to play better when he runs, but when he runs, he gets injured. Yep. Like, no, the experiment is over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they keep him down. And it's because all they watch of Colts football are the highlight throws that he makes every now and then.
Yep.
No, he's one of the worst quarterbacks who's ever lived.
Yeah.
He really is.
Yeah.
And yet I'm terrified of him on any given Sunday.
No, you've mentioned that.
Because
if
the good version of him shows up, you're screwed.
That's true. Almost got the Texans a couple times last year.
Yeah.
Except he bowed out on third and goal in the game here in Houston. All right, the last two on the Florio hot seat list, and Seth and I are kind of scouting out our death pool to try to find the ones we think might be the first one fired. Not fired, period. The first one's fired. I think Steichen's in the mix. All right, the last two are sitting on seats that are scorching hot right now. Brian Daboll, Giants.
Joe Shane, the GM, seems like the master manipulator.
Yeah.
And for all of the nonsense that's happened with that franchise, especially in the last year, where Joe Shane was convincing everybody in the organization that Saquon Barkley is no good, not worth it, nobody's going to want to trade for him, blah, blah, blah. He's going to figure out a way to put that all on Daboll.
Yeah. That's the guy
pulling
who's
the
making
wool
the decision.
Over that old man's eyes.
That's the guy making the decision.
Pulling that old man eyebrows over his eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Last one, Mike McDaniel, Dolphins.
This is an interesting one. Boy, he's everything that's happening to them in the offseason doesn't look great. Veteran players are jumping off the ship with very little fight or anything. The culture is very much in question. People question whether they're tough enough. And Mike McDaniel does no amount of swearing in press conferences is going to make him seem like a tough
That's
guy.
That's the biggest thing. I know we joke about it. He's dropping S-bombs and F-bombs in press conferences. When you start to change your overall demeanor, like, he's changed his demeanor. Like, he's Mr. Jokey guy. I'm making these corny jokes. I'm going to play around with the media. Now he's coming in, and I don't give an F about this, and I don't give an S about that. He's flinching, in my opinion. Now, the schedule to start the season for him, though, is very conducive to getting off of the hot seat. I'm looking at his schedule. I didn't do this with the other ones. This one, I think, matters. At Indianapolis, coached by another guy we just talked about. Home for New England. Better New England team, but not a great New England team. And it's in September in Miami for New England. Ted Johnson always used to talk about that, playing in Florida early in the season. At Buffalo, they'll get murdered. Home for the Jets, bad team. At Carolina, bad team. Chargers after that, then Cleveland, then Atlanta. I mean, I'm telling you, like, the Dolphins, the first 8 games, they could go 5-3 pretty easily against this schedule. So who knows? Who knows?
What do you have? Okay. Assuming Tua gets injured this year.
Yeah.
who gets more snaps, Zach Wilson or Quinn Ewers?
Are those the other two guys on the Dolphins right now?
Yeah.
Zach Wilson. Yeah, I think so. Now, Quinn Ewers would be interesting.
I've seen the Zach Wilson show. If it happens midway through the season and everything's a disaster or something, and they're underperforming.
They're underperforming.
I don't know what their over-under is. Yeah. By that point, Quinn Ewers, you might feel like you want to get this kid some snaps, see what he can do, and go forth, as opposed to Zach Wilson just making it an embarrassing disaster.
Yep. All right. I just got back from Jamaica this weekend. Five things is always a theme on this show. Five things that I learned, not that I loved, not that I hated, but that I learned in Jamaica. That is next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.